WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News.
Trump's numbers fall, North Korean pushback. I'm Elliot Francis. Only after 200 days in office, a new CNN poll reveals Donald Trump's overall approval rating is at its lowest point. David Chalian reports.
How is the president doing amongst his fellow partisans? These are Republican-onlys who say they strongly approve. In February, it was 73%. In March, it was 69%. And now in this poll, 59% of Republicans strongly approve of the president's job performance. This is a chink in the armor.
North Korea not happy about the new sanctions imposed by the UN Security Council. Correspondent Alexandra Field reports Pyongyang is lashing out at the U.S.
They've been called the toughest sanctions ever against North Korea. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, called them a gut punch, but the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, who is traveling in the region now, has acknowledged the legitimacy of concerns about the enforcement of these sanctions. He's working with foreign ministers and other counterparts in the region to talk about how to fully implement the sanctions that have now been approved in a unanimous vote by the United Nations Security Council.
Published reports this morning claim Google has fired the male engineer who wrote an internal memo suggesting that women are not biologically fit for tech roles. Correspondent Lori Siegel says reaction to the post inside the company has been fierce and divisive.
I have spoken to folks within Google, and one person said, obviously, we don't feel this way. I don't feel this way. This is jarring. But, you know, those attitudes do exist. Google's diversity chief actually came forward, and she made a statement. She said, I found this memo had advanced incorrect assumptions about gender, not a viewpoint that I or this company encourages, endorses, or promotes.
Department of Agriculture staff are reportedly being told to avoid the term climate change. The Guardian says a series of emails obtained from the USDA shows that agriculture officials are being told instead to use the term weather extremes. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. National Weather Service experts will be in Salisbury today to inspect damage from yesterday, which they are pretty sure was the result of a tornado. Eyewitnesses say trees were split, cars were overturned, homes and buildings were damaged, but no injuries were reported. One meteorologist says if it was a tornado, as suspected, it appears to have touched the ground for a mile or maybe two. The College Park City Council is set to vote this evening on whether to allow non-citizens to vote in municipal elections.
College Park wouldn't be the first spot in Maryland to give undocumented immigrants voting rights. 10 municipalities throughout Montgomery and Prince George's counties already allow it. Nearby Tacoma Park was one of the first to do it back in 1991.
This is something that's never been challenged in the court level.
Jeff Warner with Help Save Maryland hopes there's a group out there that'll look at that.
Let's find out what's the constitutionality of it. Let's settle it in the court.
Our calls to the bill's sponsor, Councilmember Christine Nagel, weren't returned, but supporters say local elections center on town-level issues that affect everyone, regardless of citizenship. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's county fair time, but in Maryland, there is some health concern this year because of a recent outbreak of swine flu in Ohio. Maryland State Veterinarian Dr. Michael Radebaugh is urging fairgoers to practice safe biosecurity measures.
Right now, this is in Ohio, and we're in Maryland, and we're just being, doing due diligence. We've had a history of this back 5 years ago, so we know what to expect.
He says after you visit the animals at an exhibit, wash your hands right away and don't bring food or drinks into the pens. A man has been charged with breaking into a congressman's office and stealing commemorative coins from his desk. Edgardo Javier Ramon is accused of stealing from the office of Oklahoma Republican Mark Wayne Mullen at the Longworth House office building. The alleged theft happened July 26th, the busy day of votes and committee hearings. Mullen was not in the office at the time. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,118, the Nasdaq at 63,84. Sports, Max Scherzer pitches 7 sharp innings as the Nats beat the Marlins. The O's beat the Angels. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. And if you're getting ready to sell your home, don't just call any realtor like your friend or relative or the realtor that sold the home to you a few years back. Like I always say, not all real estate agents are created equal, which is why I recommend my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Sarah Williams. Sarah and Debbie work all over the D.C. area. They'll show you their track record, their current statistics, and how they sell homes faster and for top dollar. What's amazing about Sarah and Debbie is that they're selling many of the seller's homes before the home actually hits the seller's opening list date. How do they do that? Sarah and Debbie are showing them to their database of motivated and ready home buyers that will pay top dollar all across the area. The Reynolds team already has the buyers. That's the secret. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds are ready to talk with you right now. Call them, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. That's right. Debbie has the buyers. Call them today.
505 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Maryland Beltway, topside heading out of Silver Spring into Bethesda, crash just reported between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. So it's right around the curb before you would get to that exit to get onto Connecticut Avenue. Response on the way. 50, John Hanson Highway, as you come up toward the Beltway, inbound at 704. It was the overnight work zone, work crew, apparently still along the left side there, so not quite wrapped up. So coming in on 50 prior to the Beltway at 704. Now, we'll go before that if you're coming in near 197 Collington Road. That's where we had the incident, now confined to the shoulder. Other than that, we're off to a pretty good start. 270, 66, Virginia 95, 395 looks quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some drier days ahead, warmer temperatures also on the move. Just about an inch and a half of rain yesterday. Clouds in this morning, patchy fog, maybe a couple of leftover showers. I think other than that, we'll brighten the sky nicely. The afternoon commute, partial clouds, 81. A few clouds tonight, 64, a little cooler out in the suburbs. Sun and clouds tomorrow up to 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Leesburg, 67 in Rockville, 69 degrees in Washington. President Trump unleashes a tweet storm on a wide range of targets. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It is 5:07 on WMAL. We're Washington Comes to Talk. It's Tuesday morning. Joining us at 7:05, Trevor Maddich will be with us. Yay! He's going to give us a preview of the upcoming Redskins game this week. At 7:35, it's Christine Nagel. She's a College Park council member. There is a bill tonight that would allow non-citizens to vote in that community. She's a sponsor of that bill, so we'll talk to her about why. Why would you want to do something like that? And at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow. I'm Mary Walter here with the one and only Vince Colonnais. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning. Do you use Google to search for things? Are you a Google person? Do you find yourself Googling or using Gmail or any of the other available services that are available to you at the low, low cost of sacrificing all of your personal information? because a lot of people do, so that might lead you to be interested in the next story, which is that if you've been paying attention at all to what's going on within Google, there was a memo that was sent around recently by an employee of the company. I guess they have this open forum where employees can sort of communicate the things that they're concerned about. And a employee by the name of James Damore, just this in July, sent out this memo called Google's Ideological Echo Chamber. And in it, he talks about the differences between men and women. And the fact is that men may be more predisposed to be in some of these coding positions than women are. That the difference, the reason why there exists a gender gap to the extent that it does within top jobs at Google, for instance, might not all be because of discrimination. It may be some self-selection. It may be that men and women have a tendency to trend in different directions, that men crave status, whereas women are more relational, and that men and women are just actually different fundamentally, and in aggregate, that leads to some differences of their placement in various jobs, not only in Google, but throughout the world. Well, talking about things in aggregate, and by the way, he goes out of his way over and over to be like, I'm for diversity. I think we need conservatives. I think we need like true diversity. I don't think we need to like enforce some false diversity. We need like real diversity. And by the way, some women are going to be exceptional at certain things that don't fit the norm. some men are going to be exceptional at certain things that don't fit the aggregate norm for how men behave or act. Well, James Damore has been fired from Google. And this happened yesterday. He was fired because, let me read to you the note to employees from the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, who writes, "This has been a very difficult time. I wanted to provide an update on the memo that was circulated over this past week. First, let me say that we strongly support the right of Googlers to express themselves. And much of what was in that memo is fair to debate, regardless of whether a vast majority of Googlers disagree with it. Good start. However," he writes, "portions of the memo violate our code of conduct and cross the line by advancing harmful gender stereotypes in our workplace. Our job is to build great products for users that make a difference in their lives. To suggest a group of our colleagues have traits that make them less biologically suited to that work is offensive and not okay. It is contrary to our basic values and our code of conduct, which expects each Googler to do their utmost to create a workplace culture that is free of harassment, intimidation, bias, and unlawful discrimination." It's pretty amazing. He goes on to write, "The memo has clearly impacted our coworkers, some of whom are hurting and feel judged based on their gender." So he goes out of his way to be like, "Look, we want this to be a place of open expression." But what he doesn't say in the memo is what happened last night. They fired this employee. That James Damore was fired for having this opinion, for expressing it at Google, for expressing it in an environment, by the way, where the corporate culture supposedly was one of encouragement, one of where open ideas is supported, one of conversation. The memo's extensive. It's 3,000 words. He didn't just jot this down as a gut shot about how he was feeling. He was citing sociological evidence. He linked extensively. He put charts and graphs inside of this document as a demonstration to be like, "Look, I've done my homework." The criticism you're going to hear today directed at conservatives who are criticizing this is, "Well, I thought you were for free association. I thought you were for companies being able to make their own decisions about who works for them." And I have an argument for why we should hold Google very accountable here. But I want to first hear from you. Did Google make the right decision? Do you think they made the right decision by firing a guy who openly expressed what he thought were simply a series of facts about trends? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not a big Google fan. I'm just not. And I do everything I can to use them to a minimum in my life. But I do believe they have the right to run their company as they want to run. If they don't like this guy's opinions and they want to fire him for that, that's their right. In my world. He chose to do this. When I first heard about this whole thing, my first reaction was, why would you do that? Why would you spend the time to write a 10-page manifesto and send it out to everyone in the company? You're begging to be fired. Why would you do that? So that was my first thought. And I do believe, I think that Google should have the right to hire and fire whomever they choose in their corporation. I understand, though, by the same token, that the left has made that untenable. The left has decided that you don't have that right, that you have to have X number of these colored people and X number of these colored people and X number of this gender. And they've instituted all of these rules into the workplace with hiring and firing. So living and dying by their own rules, then they probably should not have fired this guy. And I hope he takes them for everything they have.
He goes out of his way in this memo to say that he supports diversity. He says it over and over. He also says, "I'm not denying that sexism exists. I don't endorse using stereotypes." He says, "When addressing the gap in representation in the population, we need to look at population-level differences in distributions. If we can't have an honest discussion about this, then we can never truly solve the problem." He says, and this is the top of his document, "Google's political bias has equated the freedom from offense with psychological safety. But shaming into silence is the antithesis of psychological safety." Meaning that, like, you can't have an open debate in this company. You can't have a conversation about, you know, what's real, what's true. So he's very, very into this. He mentions, look, among men and women, there are huge biological differences. They're universal across human cultures, he writes. They often have clear biological causes and links to prenatal testosterone. Biological males that were castrated at birth, for instance, and raised as females, often still identify and act like males. What does that tell you? This fact-based exploration is offensive, and that's why he gets canned. And my view of this is that Google has a lot of responsibility to the millions and millions of people who use its products. And by the way, they're a trendsetter across not only that industry, but many industries. You're going to have a lot of companies who are looking at Google today, assessing this from the perspective of, what did one of the most valuable companies in the entire planet just do? What was the course of action that they took, and why? They pay good money to PR professionals to assess what their decision should be on this. And they've decided the quickest way to nip this in the bud is to fire somebody who tried to introduce facts to an environment that is not interested in assessing them. And I think that's bad for the country. What do you think? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. It's 5:15 now. That means it's time for some traffic. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Let's start on the Maryland Beltway, where you really need to watch if you're heading in toward Bethesda out of Silver Spring. Outer loop. Now, initially, the crash was reported as a single vehicle spin out. So crews on their way there and had blocked the two right lanes. But now they have stopped all traffic. And I'm hoping this is just to sort things out. But if you're heading around from George Avenue up ahead, nobody's moving, so be prepared because you come to that quick, abrupt stop. Outer loop between Georgia and Connecticut Avenue with all lanes stopped. Inner loop side, not affected. Of course, you'll see the activity, but your travel lanes are open. All right, no major drama on 270 Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Nothing reported currently. In on 50, the John Hanson Highway. Before you get to Freeway Airport, there was an incident on the shoulder and then beyond right before the Beltway at 704. They were wrapping up the work zone, and in both of those stretches, I'm not seeing any delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today we got cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, a high of 81 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 64. And then tomorrow, we've got generally sunny skies despite a few afternoon clouds, a high near 85 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 71, 517 on WMAL. All right, James Damore, a Google employee, has been fired for communicating in an open forum that exists at Google, which allows him to express his opinion, supposedly, that maybe there's a big difference between men and women, and it, you know, we shouldn't always assess that the gender gap, to the extent that exists in any business, is directly attributable to discrimination. Maybe there's actually some cultural reasons for this, some biological reasons for this.
So now, this is what he posted. This is what I need to know. He posted this on, they have some kind of forum at Google just for employees where you can post anything you want, total freedom of speech. You could say whatever you want with no fear of repercussion from management. Is that what this is, or was this a memo that he's blasted out to everybody?
Well, I don't know the confines of their system, right? I don't know if it's like no fear of retribution. Clearly, if you violate the company's policies, I imagine that that's the kind of thing. But he clearly calls into question some of the policies. He mentions, like, look, we have these groups and classes where only certain members of certain racial groups can attend. How is that increasing diversity at the company if you're excluding people? So it was a call for Google. It was an important call for Google to assess some of its deeper questions and be like, hey, maybe we should improve as a company by like actually assessing the mountains and mountains of data that we're constantly collecting. If any company in the world is equipped to establish that there are differences between men and women, it's Google. And how would they do that? Just look at the stuff we search for and how we search and what we're interested in. There's answers to these questions, and it lies within the data you're collecting. Let's start with Russ in Round Hill this morning. Russ, you're up first on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
The first thing, how in the world would this make the news if this was an internal issue? Did Google release the news themselves, or did this guy call? Secondly, what did this guy do for a living? Did he was this his role to write manifestos, and did he do it on company time instead of doing his deliverables? Was he wasting company time? That's what I would look at it as a manager.
Good questions. Yeah, all. Good questions. I will say the it initially got out, I think, thanks to Gizmodo and others, it was generating debate within Google itself. So the employees were debating it, and it's a big company, and eventually one of the employees, I guess, leaked the memo out, and it became public knowledge. And since then, Google's been dealing with the fallout from it. As to... He's a software engineer who works for Google. You're right in that this would be distinct from his job. But Google supposedly is one of these companies that does encourage its employees at any level to contribute ideas to the way that the company operates. It's germane to the mission of that company. And I'm not sure precisely when he wrote the memo, whether it was on company time or not. But that was not the rationale by which they fired him. They fired him over a code of conduct violation that involved him discriminating somehow against employees based on their genders.
Well, maybe he's got a gender suit based on race and gender.
He might. I mean, meaning coming from him, that he has a complaint, you're saying?
I would think so. I don't know any of...
Yeah.
No,
you're right, Russ. I think actually, thank you, Russ. I think from some of the reporting that we've seen that he might be preparing to go in the direction of litigation. This, to me, especially is Google. And I'm curious to know also whether people would give up using Google. Like, I use it every day. I use it all the time. And there's going to be a pretty high threshold for me to, like, run away from Google for political reasons or for disagreeing with for their activities on a political basis, because it's such a part of my life. It's baked in. But some people might. Some people are like, I'm done with this. Or maybe I've already made the decision. I'm never using Google products to begin with because I just disagree with them politically. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
You see, it's easy for me to give up Google because I don't really use it.
You're a Bing person.
I am. I use Bing to search. I don't use Google. And I do have a Gmail account, but it's kind of my junk mail kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really go there that often. I don't really check it out that often. It's that account that just sits there. So some people have that email address, but it's more for stuff that I don't really go there for. So they're not looking at my emails. They're not any of that stuff. So I don't really use Google that much. And I have all the location stuff turned off in my phone and all that. I'm that person. I don't think want to give them any more information than I have to. So for me giving up Google, yeah, I'm good with it.
I want to talk about one last thing here when we return. 522 on WML.
Attention, diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home at little or no cost to you, plus free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline right now. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
Hi, it's Mary Walter for Ackerman Security. Since before man walked on the moon, Ackerman Security has been protecting American families and homes. Did you know Ackerman was one of the first to put the yard sign in the front of its protected homes? Now, experts agree that the yard sign is one of the top reasons burglars pass on a home. In fact, 65% of burglars don't even approach a home they think is protected by a home security system. Now, Ackerman is doing something no home security company anywhere ever has done. Introducing the first ever no theft guarantee. The no theft guarantee means simply that if your home is broken into under Ackerman's watch, they will cover your full financial loss up to double your deductible. How can they do that? Because Ackerman knows their state-of-the-art monitoring station provides the nation's only guaranteed response time, a true shield that burglars know is far more trouble than it's worth. That's why Ackerman is the sign of real security. Visit AckermanSecurity.com. AckermanSecurity.com.
Hey, do you have a house that you're just not sure what to do with? You know, maybe you're an accidental landlord or you're a DIYer and you're done doing it yourself, right? Because of the time suck. Maybe you're relocating, combining households, just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore. Larry O'Connor here. And no matter what your situation might be, I've got a solution for you. Renting with Renter's Warehouse could be the best option for consistent monthly cash flow. Here's how it works. Renter's Warehouse finds quality tenants in just 17 days on average, and then you choose who rents your home. And they warranty them for free, so if they don't work out, Renter's Warehouse replaces them for free. Plus, you get rent collection, maintenance coordination, all the paperwork covered for just one flat, low monthly fee. And no, the fee never changes. You pay no upfront fees, no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com. You'll get a free home rental price analysis. Or call them 202-897-2822 to speak to a rent estate advisor right now.
Who are care suites for?
As a wounded veteran, my disability made moving around my home an obstacle. Thanks to Care Suites of America, I have a universally designed space and freedom to roam independently at home.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
It's 525. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, I think it's the wet pavement. We're starting off busy. Boom, boom, boom. We have a couple accidents around the region. Be careful. Looks like traffic now trickling by the Beltway crash in Maryland. Outer loop between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. So stay to the far left to get by the crash. Now, they had blocked all lanes momentarily, but now I am seeing some cars coming by here at the scene of the crash, but slowly. So delays now beginning before George Avenue. Busy on the parkways. Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound south of 197 for the fender bender. More than just a fender bender. Looks like they've stopped traffic as well. On the George-Washington Parkway, this is going to be southbound after you pass the Key Bridge exit and continuing down toward the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, southbound GW Parkway for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll still see occasional rain showers and patchy fog around, maybe lingering into the morning hours. Then we'll brighten the skies as we get into the afternoon. 81 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees. All right, so the search engine giant Google has fired an employee for expressing an uncomfortable idea that men and women may be a little bit different than one another. The memo that he wrote is being billed as an anti-diversity memo throughout the press, which is the simplest, most stupid, and most base explanation for this, and it's not even correct. He makes several overtures to diversity throughout, but yet the press is simply taking this and referring to it as an anti-diversity memo. It's disgusting. So wherever you see that, realize that that is fake news. I'm going to point out some of the quick things that he made in terms of differences between men and women. He said, women on average have more openness directed towards feelings and aesthetics rather than ideas. Women generally also have a stronger interest in people rather than things relative to men. It's also interpreted as the difference between empathizing and systemizing. He says, women express extroversion through gregariousness rather than assertiveness. They're more agreeable, typically. And also, they have higher levels of neuroticism, higher anxiety, or lower stress tolerance. Whereas men often crave status. We ask often why women in top leadership positions don't do that, but we never ask why men seem to do it. These positions often require long, stressful jobs that may not be worth it if you want a balanced and fulfilling life. Very different between men and women. 527 now on WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here with Alan, a friend of mine from EMP 180, and we're talking about our experiences with them. How much weight did they tell you you needed to lose?
To reach my goal, 30 pounds.
And you did, huh?
I did.
So you're retired, you've lost all this weight. How has your life changed now thanks to EMP 180 weight loss?
It's really great. And I always felt good. That was never an issue. I always had plenty of energy, but this is just much healthier. That's the bottom line.
Someone's out there right now, they've heard me talking about EMP 180 weight loss. They're on the fence. What would you tell them to do?
I would tell them that if they are willing, they will become successful, period. There is no question about that. It can change their whole health situation and their sense of well-being permanently. That would be the best investment they could ever make, bar none.
Straight from us to you, it absolutely works. EMP 180 Weight Loss, that's EMP180weightloss.com, EMP180weightloss.com, or call them 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer. Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
All right, so Hillary Clinton couldn't become president of the United States, so now she's appealing to an even higher power. She wants to be a preacher now. At least according to The Atlantic, she's getting in touch with her Christian roots. Remember the woman who said that Christians need to change their values in order to accommodate abortion? Yeah, apparently she's like really into religion now. We'll talk about that when we return. And also, atheists, are they more or less moral on average? So a bunch of accusations headed in their direction. 5:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The National Weather Service is sending experts out to Salisbury today, but for now they say the storm that blew through town yesterday was most likely a tornado. Many homes and businesses were damaged, trees brought down, cars overturned. Nobody was hurt, though, but it appears the tornado, if that's in fact what it was, touched the ground for about a mile or two. Meanwhile, severe weather swept across other parts of the U.S. yesterday as well, bringing high winds and heavy rain to Texas.
Fast flooding trapped people in San Antonio. One man forced on top of a car as he waited for rescuers.
He had about a 45-minute wait. I can imagine that was pretty nerve-wracking. In the time we were here, the water came up over a foot.
As the rain continued to fall, rescue crews used big ladders to eventually reach the man and bring him to safety.
Correspondent Mary Maloney. North Korea slamming the U.S. over tough new sanctions imposed by the U.N. Security Council, calling it a frontal attack and saying that the regime will never negotiate its nuclear weapons.
Secretary Tillerson has suggested that the U.S. would be ready potentially for dialogue with North Korea if North Korea agreed to relinquish its pursuit of a nuclear program. He then kicked the door open a bit more by saying that North Korea could send a strong message that it was ready for talks by stopping with its missile launches. There has been no indication whatsoever from Pyongyang that they are considering putting an end to any of those launches.
Correspondent Alexandra Field. Some apartment residents in Germantown were briefly forced from their homes late yesterday because of the odor of gasoline in the building. Arriving hazmat units did discover a small fire in a utility room, but the source of the gasoline smell is still unclear. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,118, the Nasdaq at 63,84. Sports: Bryce Harper homers and Max Scherzer pitches 7 strong innings as the Nationals beat the Marlins. A Manny Machado grand slam in the 7th gives the Orioles a win over the Angels. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Do you feel like you're losing the battle with your teeth? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, the practice that's been helping fearful patients in our community and around the country for years, has the answer you're looking for. The warm, wonderful team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry sees patients every day who've been fighting a losing battle with gum disease and many other dental problems. These patients have invested a substantial amount of money and time away from their family, their work, and their life, only to be confronted with these same issues again and again. But it doesn't have to be this way. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434, to learn more about their life-changing solution for these debilitating problems. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you experience the beautiful smile you deserve. Call 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep. Dream. Smile.
It's simple physics. Heavier objects exert more friction, lose energy, and slow down. So in the world of cybersecurity, when agencies try to protect their entire platform by piling on multiple single-point disconnected products, the weight drags it down. That means less power and performance. So how do you secure a network without slowing it down? With Fortinet, the one powerful, intelligent single point that achieves end-to-end protection. Fortinet, the lean, mean cybersecurity machine. Learn more about this American success story at fortinetfederal.com.
Are you an eligible single? Well, good news. It turns out there are plenty of other eligible single fish swimming around in the dating sea, and you're quite likely to find the perfect one for you. In fact, the very best ones hang out in bars. That's right. The combination of alcohol, loud music, and dim lighting make for the most magical of love-finding recipes. There you are, finishing up your second beer-tini, when across the bar you make out the hazy outline of your soulmate. Over the thumping din, you call out to the barkeep to ask what she's drinking. He yells back, low-carb margarita. You holler back to send her over another. She accepts, and the two of you are married within the month. And her father is a billionaire. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your personal It's Just Lunch matchmaker will hand-select and arrange fun dates at nice places where you won't need to yell. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And busy early on in some areas. You're able to get by the crash on the Beltway now. Maryland Outer Loop after George Avenue. The crash before you get to Connecticut. Now over to the shoulder. Oh, boy, but the delays quickly formed here. We had everyone temporarily stopped. So from Colesville Road to Connecticut Avenue, get ready because we're just inching along. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the crash is going to be southbound prior to the Beltway. So southbound before you get to 193 in Greenbelt. But just a little bit of volume starts to form there. 270 south of Route 80, Urbana for the crash. George-Washington Parkway, no longer with all lanes stopped. You're able to get by using one lane. Southbound GW Parkway after the Key Bridge, but before you get to the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. So we'll be watching that stretch. Northbound side, you're okay. 66 at another meeting for report. 395 has been quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Improving weather after that nice soaking yesterday. A little patchy cloud fog in this morning with maybe a leftover shower. Then becoming partly cloudy. Beautiful afternoon, 81. Tonight, a few clouds. Not bad, about 64 degrees. Suburbs will be a little cooler. Wednesday, sunshine with a few clouds up to 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel. On WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Warrenton, 67 in Gaithersburg, 70 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
It's 537 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up this morning at 7:05, Trevor Maddich, WMAL's Redskins analyst, for the latest on what's going on in training camp, preseason. Busy, busy year for the Redskins, especially as they return to WMAL for each and every game this year. Obviously, tune in for those. Caroline Nagel joins us at 7:35. She's a College Park Council member on that push that she's backing to get non-citizens to vote in their community. And Larry Kudlow joins us at 8:35 this morning. That's all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. My name's Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. Donna talking about preaching. What about Hillary actually preaching? Yeah, apparently Hillary wants to be a preacher. That, according to this piece in The Atlantic, that is what she told Bill Schlady, who is her longtime pastor. I've never heard of Bill Schlady. Have you heard of Bill Schlady? I've never heard of Bill Schlady. But I never knew she had a longtime pastor either. It's true, right? Like, do you think of Bill and Hillary Clinton as people who are overly religious? I don't. I don't think of them as overly religious.
Oh, please, Allah.
Overly religious.
And this was at a recent photo shoot for his new book. He apparently sent her daily devotionals during the 2016 campaign. Now, I can respect someone who doesn't wear their religion on their sleeve. That's fine. So maybe this is a part of Hillary I just knew nothing about. She just doesn't wear her religion on her sleeve or her spirituality. That's fine. Well, last fall,
A former Newsweek editor revealed that Clinton told him in 1994 that she thought all the time about becoming an ordained Methodist minister. And she asked him not to write about it because she said, it will make me seem much too pious. So maybe that's why she's gone to such great lengths to hide this spiritual religious side of her. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But maybe that's where we're going to see her go. You know, she's always had a... She's always had a problem coming across as authentic and really getting to know who Hillary is. And in the book Shattered that we had Amy Parnes on, one of the co-authors, after reading that book, that was part of the problem with her campaign is nobody really knew who Hillary Clinton was. She goes to such great lengths to hide who she really is. Maybe this is a big part of her. According to Shalady's book, it's going to be strong for a moment like this. He started shortly after Clinton says she was running for president in 2015. Every morning, he would get up at 4 a.m., pick out a bit of scripture, and write a quick devotional for her to use in the day ahead. He would sometimes ask other pastors to contribute, and they formed a group called We Pray With Her. Very interesting. I never knew this side of her. I find it very, very interesting. Why are you laughing?
I just that, like, we're discovering a new side of the most scrutinized woman in all of American politics. This is obviously silly nonsense, but also she, in early 2015, it was April of 2015, she gave a speech at the Women in the World Summit. And it was at that summit where she was talking about access to reproductive health care, abortion. She said that there's, you know, people don't have enough access to reproductive health care, to abortion. And she said, quote, deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed. Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed. Yeah, that sure sounds like a woman who's destined to be a pastor. Your religious views need to change so that abortion is a big deal.
Well, that move of, you know, her keeping her religion to herself and her spirituality to herself may have cost her. Nearly half of Americans described her last year as not very...
This is why evangelicals back Trump. When, you know, she's the one, by a wide margin, and it had to do with their belief that he would protect their religious liberty. It wasn't that he knew what the Bible was. He was, like, quoting 2 Corinthians. Like, it wasn't a sincere belief that, oh, he's the Christian candidate here. It's that he's going to protect my Christianity. That was the instinct.
Right.
And that's why they supported him over her, because they viewed her as a threat to their religious liberty. Again, not the makings of a pastor.
All right, so nearly half of Americans last year described Clinton as not very or at all religious, and a lot of them said they didn't know what her religion was. And that may have cost her, because a study was done more than 3,000 people in 13 countries on 5 continents. These countries ranged from very secular countries like China and the Netherlands to countries with high numbers of religious believers such as the UAE, the United States, and India. The countries had populations that were either predominantly Buddhist, Christian, Hindu, Muslim, or they were just non-religious. And what they did is they gave the people in this study a description of somebody, fictional person. They made up a person who was an evildoer who tortured animals as a child and then grows up to become a teacher who murders and mutilates 5 homeless people.
Wow.
Then they asked half the group how likely it was that the perpetrator was a religious believer. And then they asked the other half of the group how likely it was that the perpetrator was an atheist. They found that people are about twice as likely to assume that the serial killer was an atheist. And this goes not only in the countries where people are religious or identified as with a religion, but also the people who were atheists also said that the serial killer was most likely an atheist. And they said it was very interesting because it shows that across the world, religious belief is intuitively viewed as a necessary safeguard against the temptations of grossly immoral conduct. And what did people say about Hillary Clinton? That she was, they didn't trust her, right? They lock her up. So believing that she didn't have a religious belief, that she was more likely an atheist, was easy for people to come to that conclusion.
Yeah, if you don't have a guiding principle, you're probably a little more suspect on whether or not you come down hard on moral questions.
Which is weird, don't you think?
I think it's totally right.
All right. 5:43 on WMAL on that note.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The Combined Joint Task Force Operation Inherent Resolve has released details of the latest counterstrikes against ISIL in Syria and Iraq. Task Force officials define a strike as one or more kinetic events that occur in roughly the same geographic location to produce a single, sometimes cumulative effect. All results reported are based on initial assessments by ground and air. You can get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or Barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Vince, we're busy. We haven't quite dried out, so take it easy, everyone. 270 would start first out of the Frederick area. Crash is going to be southbound 270 after Route 80 Urbana. So once you pass the Monocacy, that's why you're hitting those delays. Watch for a lot of rescue units there on the scene. Apparently, a couple cars involved. Now, on the Maryland Beltway, you are moving along. They have reopened the lanes. Outer loop before you get to Connecticut Avenue. That's where we had the crash that had temporarily stopped traffic. So, coming around out of College Park, particularly formed those delays near University Boulevard. Southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway prior to the Beltway incident to the shoulder. On 210, hang tight here. It's reported as a stalled car, not a crash. So, hopefully we can get this cleared shortly here. North on 210 before you get to Old Fort Road North. And that's going to be before Palmer Road. George Washington Parkway commuters southbound south of the Key Bridge crash cleanup. Now from Garage Door Repair.com and the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some drier days ahead. Warmer temperatures also on the move. Just about an inch and a half of rain yesterday. Clouds in this morning. Patchy fog. Maybe a couple of leftover showers. I think other than that, we'll brighten the sky nicely. The afternoon commute. Partial clouds, 81. A few clouds tonight, 64. A little cooler out in the suburbs. Sun and clouds tomorrow, up to 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees, 547 on WMAL. Well, North Korea is very upset, very, very upset with the President of the United States, the assembled nations, a part of the UN Security Council, voting in a unanimous resolution over the weekend to sanction the out-of-control country, who has already shot two ICBMs up this year. And they say that they could that those sanctions will slash by a third North Korea's $3 billion annual export revenue over those two ICBM tests in July. The U.S.-drafted resolution bans North Korean exports of coal, iron, iron ore, lead, lead ore, and seafood. It also prohibits countries from increasing the current numbers of North Korean laborers working abroad, bans new joint ventures with North Korea, and any new investment in current joint ventures. Meanwhile, North Korea has vowed revenge against the U.S., saying, quote, "We will make the U.S. pay by a thousandfold for these sanctions." In response to those tough measures, let's see, they're referring it to a heinous U.S. plot to isolate and stifle the country, one that violates the infringement. It's a violent infringement of its sovereignty. Just heinous crimes is what they're referring to it as. They will not flinch, they said, and they'll continue to pursue these missile tests. Nikki Haley, the UN ambassador to the United Nations, was on Fox last night and was answering some questions about this. And she referred to the sanctions as strong for the U.S.
It was a strong day for the United States. It was a strong day for the United Nations, and it was a gut punch to North Korea to let them know the international community is tired of it, and we're going to start fighting back.
And a lot of people noticed that a big deal as a part of this, because it was unanimous, Russia and China were both party to this. Dana Perino asked Nikki Haley about this.
What was it like behind the scenes? Did you have to twist a lot of arms when it came to China and Russia?
Yes, we did. But, you know, at the end of the day, what we had to show them was, look, how many more ICBM tests do we need to see before we do something?
Right.
And the fact that every dollar of revenue that the North Korean government gets, they're not feeding their people with it. They're using it towards the nuclear weapon system. And so we had to stop it. And so going after the sanctions is going after their ability to build these missiles. And it was something that needed to happen.
Experts referring to that as a big victory to get China on board, especially.
Here's the thing. I was listening to some talking heads last night talking about this, and they're never going to give up their nukes. They're going to continue to drive for this. He is clearly unstable. We joke around talking about him as being crazy. But I'm not a doctor, but I think we're looking at a syphilitic brain here. I don't mean that to be funny. I mean it very seriously. I think there's something wrong with him. I do, with their wonderful leader, the latest of the Kims. I do think there's something wrong with him. And when you're dealing with someone who is off, who is striving to do this, and he doesn't care, you can put these sanctions in. It's not going to stop him from driving to what his ultimate goal is. And he'll just starve his people more. Doesn't matter. You're not going to hurt him. You're only hurting the people of North Korea, who he'll just starve them more. Doesn't matter. He'll kill millions if he has to in order to get what he wants. So I don't know how effective these sanctions are going to be. It sounds great. And yes, everyone's united against him. Now what?
The assessment on this always seems to boil down to whether or not he's immune to the forces of mutually assured destruction, which is... At some point, will he cease because he's fearful that a nuke will hit him? Like, is he responsive to those concerns, or is he going to be such a madman that he'll fire off a nuke no matter what the consequences are to him and his country? And I think at its core, that assessment is always in the background.
Yeah.
What is he capable of, and what is he worried about, if anything?
Yeah, I think you may be looking at something organic wrong with him, or something that maybe it's just posture. I could be off 1,000% here as to what we're dealing with, and maybe he really will cater, will buckle to
Rex Tillerson says, we're willing to negotiate with North Korea if they stop that missile test. It's Al Rushbow time here on WMAL.
Let's see, a ceasefire in an American city on a weekend. That's not a joke, folks. It actually happened in Baltimore, a 72-hour truce. They spread the message, nobody kill anybody, because 200 people have been killed so far this year. They tried to get some of the city's toughest people to sign on, thinking that would lead to a murder-free weekend. There were pro-peace events held all over the city. People held up signs offering free hugs. I guess that's better than no murders. Tyrone Boyette took part. He said that at least the ceasefire let people in the community know that there's hope. He said the killing won't end, but it is a start. Well, not everybody listened to the nobody kill anybody message. The ceasefire was shattered. At least two people were murdered over the weekend. Even so, Tyrone may be right. This effort to restore a moral compass in Baltimore did not come from the same old politicians who have been blowing it and feeding off the city for decades. This came from the people themselves, the citizens, who are tired of living in danger and surrounded by violence. Finally, they're standing up and demanding better. And that is hopeful, especially in a Democrat stronghold where pessimism rules the roost.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Say, hey, if you are just protecting your identity by monitoring your credit card, your checking account, your bank statements, you could miss some forms of identity theft, like your information being for sale on the dark web, or somebody stealing from your 401k accounts. It's a good thing there's LifeLock. They use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of identity threats. If you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based identity restoration specialists will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but nobody's better at this than LifeLock. Act now, folks. Get the added protection of Norton Security free for the first year when you bundle LifeLock and Norton memberships. For a limited time, you'll also get a special 15% discount off the first year of your LifeLock membership. Call 800-440-4833 or go to LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH15. RUSH15 to save 15%. Terms apply.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And early delays here on the George Washington Parkway heading down to the Key Bridge. If you're in that stretch, keep alert because right as you pass the overlooks, you're starting to see delays before Spout Run. That takes you past the exit for the Key Bridge with the crash still blocking one lane. So they're still doing the cleanup there. Big delays on the Maryland Beltway. Right now, about a 30-minute trip to get past the accident activity that's on the shoulder. This is going to be on the outer loop right at the exit for Connecticut Avenue. Tow trucks there. It was a single car spin out, but man, have damage done to that car. Some spin out here. Watch for delays back at New Hampshire Avenue, 270 southbound south of Route 80, Urbana, for the multi-car crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Improving weather after that nice soaking yesterday. A little patchy cloud fog in this morning with maybe a leftover shower. Then becoming partly cloudy. Beautiful afternoon, 81. Tonight, a few clouds. Not bad. About 64 degrees. Suburbs will be a little cooler. Wednesday, sunshine with a few clouds up to 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
Hey, I'm Lady Gaga, and I'm proud to announce that I'm teaming up with Staples for Students. They're donating $2 million to Donors Choose .org and Born This Way Foundation. Together, we're working to create a more positive classroom experience. Learn more at staplesforstudents.org.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and whether you're looking to buy a house or refinance, it's tough to go it alone.
I'm Santana Moss, and I know that the key to success is to have a great team on and off the field. My team is Cornerstone First Financial. They can get you the best deal possible and do it faster than the big guys. They are an ethics-driven mortgage company, big enough to get you the deal you need and small enough to give you the personal attention you require, from application to closing.
If you're thinking about a purchase or a refinance, but don't know how to get started, let us be part of your team.
Hey, no one expects you to know how to play every position. Let Cornerstone First Financial coach you through your best financial play. And do it before the clock runs out. Check out cornerstonefirst.com and kick off the process today.
We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us at 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Aprilia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. When it comes to implants, experience matters. I've been researching and studying Fullmount dental implant techniques and technology around the world for over a decade, so I can bring you a perfect, beautiful smile. Full porcelain zirconia with advanced 3D modeling from the Cascade Center are indistinguishable from your own teeth in look, feel, and function. Our team can do this comfortable procedure all in one office with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day, saving you time, money, and discomfort. rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologists can have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. At the Cascade Center, we handle hundreds of implant cases every year. And with our new in-house, high-end custom lab, we can change years' worth of dental damage in just one day while offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. Isn't it time for you to smile again? See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauve at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
And here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, you can send your kid to day camp, but not just any day camp. If you have a kid who says, you know, Mommy, I'm really a boy, or Mommy, I'm really a girl, or hey, I don't know. You can send them to camp now where there are other confused children who also don't know. And you can send them as young as the age of 4. Isn't that awesome?
Wait, this is for 4-year-olds?
Mm-hmm. 4 to 12, yeah.
Oh, that seems like it makes a lot of sense. Cool. All right, well, settled story then. We don't have to talk about it. And then...